I'm Morgan Eikensteer, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the best jokes on the latest campaign news. Marco Rubio's super PAC is named Baby Got PAC, and Donald Trump claimed Hillary Clinton's hair isn't real. Late-night comics Trevor Noah, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, and Conan O'Brien react to the latest and craziest campaign news in today's Punchlines.
After the debate this week, online polls show Donald Trump is still in the lead, but critics say the poll is unscientific. Because even science can't explain how Donald Trump is still in the lead. Unscientific.
Yes, with an entire year remaining, we are getting close. And we're starting to get a sense of how much this whole election is going to cost.
Donors and others now expect an astonishing $5 billion will be spent on the 2016 presidential race. This is double the amount spent in 2012.
Yes! Finally, America can afford a proper election. I mean, it was so embarrassing. Back in 2012, watching you guys spend only $2.5 billion. Cheapskates.
Donald Trump, always fun to talk about. Donald Trump is now attacking Hillary Clinton, specifically about an odd issue, I think, because he's been on the attack before with Hillary Clinton. This is a new one. Donald Trump's latest attack on Hillary Clinton is that her hair isn't real. That's what he said. That's true. He's saying now her hair isn't real. Trump says he knows this because he saw her in line at his wig store. That's how he knows it.
I know you. I know her. Loser.
Now, most of this money in the election is in the form of super PACs, which have no limits on how much money they can take in. In fact, they've gotten so powerful that at this point, they're just showing off.
And a Republican donor is now formally backing Florida Senator Marco Rubio with a new super PAC named Baby Got PAC.
Really? Baby Got PAC? That's real professional, guys. Which begs the question, what names didn't you use? I like big bucks and I cannot lie.
An early copy of the New York Times bestseller list obtained by BuzzFeed shows Ben Carson's A More Perfect Union is edging out Donald Trump's Crippled America. And a little further down the list is Jeb Bush's I Don't Want to Do This Anymore. I highly recommend Chapter 3, Why Is This Happening to Me?
Ben Carson getting a lot of attention. First, Ben Carson said he attacked his mother with a hammer. Now, Ben Carson's mother is saying she's the one who attacked Ben with a hammer. Yeah. I don't know about you, but that's going to be one awkward Thanksgiving at the Carson house. They need to hammer this out is what they have to do. Folks!
Did you guys see this? Ben Carson wrote a column last year where he compared today's America to the collapse of the Roman Empire and said that our decline is partly because we're too arrogant. Yeah, we're too arrogant, said the man who owns a painting of himself and Jesus. This is, we're too arrogant.
The American Postal Workers Union has endorsed Bernie Sanders. Most postal. Yeah, they like Bernie because he's the only candidate who's old enough to still be using the U.S. Postal Service.
It was reported that the Republican candidate said Hillary Clinton's name more than 40 times during the debate on Tuesday, though usually you only have to say it 3 times before she appears. Hillary, Hillary, Hillary.
On the campaign trail this week, Jeb Bush gave one of his supporters a chest bump. Yeah. She is no longer supporting him.
Another GOP candidate, Carly Fiorina, is being criticized for repeatedly changing the story of how she met Vladimir Putin, where they met, and what they talked about. So, in other words, they definitely met on Tinder. Yeah. So, I mean, it's too embarrassing. Just say bookshop. No, coffee shop. Just...
When asked about the rest of the Republican field, Donald Trump said in a new interview, "We started off with 17, and one by one, they're disappearing. It's a beautiful thing to watch as they go out. Which begs the question, have we actually just been watching The Apprentice this whole time? Is that what's been happening? Well played. Very well played.
I heard that a couple weeks ago. Rick Santorum and Ted Cruz spent some time hunting pheasants in Iowa. When Donald Trump heard that, he was like, why wasn't I invited? I love hunting peasants.
The next Democratic debate is being held this Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa, and will be broadcast by CBS News. And if that doesn't do the job, try Ambien.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com, and while you're there, vote for your favorite jokes from today's show.